Malusi's Everyday Zulu, turning isiZulu into Easy Zulu on East Coast Breakfast.
And with that, we say,
Sawubona Melusi!
Sawubona!
And remember, Melusi, today we don't want isiZulu, we want easiZulu.
Yeah, that's what we do, easiZulu.
Inyanga was that one you gave us. That was tough. the moon and the medicine man. That was tough. So can we go with easiZulu today?
And then we go to Nombolo.
We will definitely do. I'll give you something very easy today.
Okay, let's go. Maybe Darren, you're
going to pass. Yes. Give me a nice easy word and yes. I will take my ituba.
Oh.
To explain it.
Oh, nice. Ama. That's the word. Ama. So it's a prefix and it denotes plural. Ama pogo pogo. Yes. Ama.
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 So it's a plural.
Yes. It's one of them. You see, Zulu plurals are quite tricky. Because if you don't fully understand the context, you'll use the wrong plural prefix in the wrong place.
Mm.
You know, so you have ama, easy, yang tol.
Yeah.
So there's a lot. But ama works well with most words.
Melusi, would it?
Okay, so one boy is Bafan.
No, don't go there. Don't. So I was going to say
is
Abba.
You're going to say ama Bafan.
So I was going to say, Melusi, is it right to say that if your Zulu word begins with an I-M, or an I-N in the singular, there's a good chance it's going to go to A-M-A in the plural. So, indota.
Amadota.
Amadota.
Intombazane. Amantombazane.
So, if it's I-N or I-M, often it will go to the ama.
Yeah. But where it becomes interesting is when you add English. Because, you know, so people say ama chips.
Yeah.
But chips is already plural.
Mm-hmm.
You should be saying ama chip.
Ah, okay.
Yeah, I've never actually thought of that too
much. Yeah.
English, it gets confusing as well because, you know, you have like a pair of pants, but it's one item of clothing. Why do you pluralize it? So the Afrikaans are correct when they say, I'm putting on my pant. They correct because it is a one pant.
No, but still,
but when you go traveling, you pack two pants.
Yeah.
A pair of pants.
You pack your day pant and your night pant.
I'm a pants.
So you have both pants.
What's on your pair of glasses?
Exactly. Why is it a pair of glasses? Because it is covering two eyes.
Oh, my goodness.
And I'm glad to see that in multiple languages, singular and plural is confusing.
And Darren, by the way, Amazon is also not a plural.
Amazon.
Well, listen, if you live in zone one and your girlfriend lives in zone two, you live in Amazon.
Yes.
Free delivery on Amazon this week.
Yeah, you guys, I'm catching on to your cheesy.
I can see.
Yeah, because next one, Kerry's going to go one zing, two, Amazin. Because there's many people in Amazin Toti.
Amazin. Oh, no, man. Amazin Toti.
But if there was only one person there, it would be Zintoti.
Aye, man.
So, Melusi, is he applying for the plural?
Abachip.
Yeah.
Amachip. There's only two chips.
Did anyone else hear the pick up four? So I would like to have a census with Ama.
Okay.
Yeah, Ama, guys.
Ngiyawathanda amantombazane.
I knew it.
Obviously.
Always. And then you ask us why we think skies
and
don't.
And then I'll carry on with that. Godwa amantombazane athanda amakhathi.
Yeah.
Because Sky likes girls and girls like cats.
Yeah. What?
I just wanted to not have amantombazane athanda uSky. Because they don't.
If Man United want to get from sixth place to fourth place, they're going to have to start scoring. I'm a goal.
Yes.
Yeah, boom.
Perfection.
Yeah, boom. I'm a top of the class today.
No, second, but yeah.
I'm second in the class. Kerry, I'm second.
Yeah. I'm a first.
I'm just going to cut it right there.
No.
There's an element of success here. Thank you, Melusi.
Yay.
Thank you, guys. Thank you very much.